Coach P's perspective.
Serve God, work hard, family coaching, play my part. Faith is something that I use every day, game changing moves. Sit back, relax, and listen. Inspiration is my mission. Twitch, got your back, Coach 96, we do the most. PCO be in my brain, CSL is in my veins. Ain't no stopping or no blocking, heaven's where I aim. In order to succeed, we cannot be lazy. Repping Jesus all the time, and yeah, we're going crazy.
Hey, before we get started, I want to give a real quick shout out to the Lane Frost brand. LaneFrostBrand.com is where you can find them. This company is family-owned, operated. They're carrying on the legacy of the late, great, world champion bull rider Lane Frost. And man, I tell you what, they got some swag out for the summer. So you need a new hat, t-shirt, sunglasses, you name it, go over to LaneFrostBrand.com. You can check it out. Right now, they're running a special. If you purchase $60 or more, you also get a free hat with that. The hat's sick. It's red, white, and blue, man, just in time for 4th of July. So, again, LaneFrostBrand.com. Go over and check them out for all of your apparel needs. All right. Well, today we're going to be talking about keeping your power. And what I mean when I say keep your power, I mean your mindset. I mean your energy, your inner peace, those type of things, right? So, there are a lot of things in this world we cannot control right now. We're dealing with COVID-19. And there's all kinds of stuff, right? Lots of negative news and media. These things can be frustrating. They can take your peace. If you navigate social media, varying opinions a lot of times take your peace. And really, like, they're just adversities of life that hit, and these things happen. So a number of years ago, and my wife and I, we have 4 children. Man, it's not easy being a parent, but it is awesome. It's a blessing. And my wife is incredible at helping our kids work through issues. She's got that motherly touch, right? So, but a number of years, our oldest daughter, she was a little bit younger, but she had a situation at school. And so something happened with one of her friends. They had a disagreement. She came home. She was talking to her mom about it. I heard them talking. And when they were finished, I went in there and I talked to her a little bit. And so I spoke to her about this concept of not losing your power or keeping your power. And so here's what I told her. And honestly, like, it was probably one of my best parenting moments. You know, man, that's the area I'm still working on and trying to grow in. But this is good life advice for all of us, I believe. So I told her, I said, hey, listen, sometimes you're going to have disagreements with people. Sometimes you're going to have fallouts with your friends or family or other people, right? We're all human beings. We have our own opinions. And so there are going to be disagreements. But there's a couple of things you need to think about when it comes to an approach and how to deal with this. All right, number one, whenever you get upset about something, pray. Pray and ask God to help you. There are going to be a lot of things in life that get you upset. That's just all there is to it. It's your decision about how you're going to respond. It's your decision about, you know, how you want to either keep your peace or not keep your peace. And that can be very difficult, right? But pray, go to God, who's the true source of our power, and ask him for help. You know, and there's a scripture, Mark 11:24, says, I tell you, you can pray for anything. And if you believe it, you've received it, and it'll be yours. Okay? So anything it is, whatever it is, go to God with it. Take it to God. Don't leave him out of the equation. Pray and ask God to help you in this situation. That's one of the great ways to keep your power. All right? The second one is this. Make a decision. Make a decision not to give away your power. Make a decision to keep your power. So whenever a circumstance, a person, a situation comes in, and this thing comes into your life and it disrupts your thought patterns and your mindset and gets you upset, right? So we all get upset from time to time. We have these feelings. We're human beings. When that happens, you get to make a decision about how you're going to respond, or you get to make a decision about how you're going to react, all right? And those words can be a little bit different, right? Sometimes people just react to something instead of taking a little bit of time to deciding how they want to respond to it, all right? But if you let anger and fear and frustration and all these other negative emotions just run rampant in your mind and rule by the way you feel, then you've chosen that reaction. You've chosen that response, right? You have a choice in this. So you may not be able to control the circumstance. There are a lot of things outside of our control, and I speak about that a lot. Control the controllables, right? So control the circumstance the best you can, But guess what? There's a lot of things. Like right now, we can't control many of the decisions that the government makes. We can't control if they're shutting things down. You can't control COVID-19. Now, there are things we can do to keep ourselves healthy the best we possibly can, but there are impacts that happen upon us because of things that are outside of our control. So we must make a decision about how we're going to respond to those things. It is a choice. The situation is not our choice, but the way that we respond to it, that is one of our choices. Okay, so you have to make a choice about that. And the decision is really up to you. Make a decision not to give away your power. If you are letting that thing frustrate you and get you down and rent space in your brain 24/7, then you've made a decision to let that thing take away your power. And this takes discipline. It is not easy. All right. Man, I'm very guilty of it. I can get on social media, start to read through, get on Facebook, look at people's opinions, or look at people throwing out media stories, and then read a couple comments, and then jump over on Twitter and see all the negative things over there. Next thing you know, man, I mean, because it elicits a response inside of you, and you often want to give your opinion on it, right? I don't know that anyone's opinions have ever been changed because of a Facebook post or because of a Twitter post. There's just a lot of anger that happens in those situations. So make a decision not to give away your power. All right, I'm going to apply another scripture here. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power and of love and of self-discipline." For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, right? So the fear, the frustration, the being timid, all those type of things that we're feeling in the situations, that's not of God. But he's given us power and love and self-discipline. Don't let your power be taken away from you. Don't give away your power. That inner peace, the energy that you have, again, the mindset that you possess. It takes a little bit of discipline, but those things come from God. Okay, so, but of power, love, and self-discipline. If we treat people with love, if we have Jocko Willink says it all the time, discipline equals freedom. I absolutely love that. Discipline equals freedom. If we can be disciplined in this, we can have some mental freedom. All right, so after talking to my daughter about these couple of things, she understood, she was able to take those, apply them in her life. There are many times I got to look back at myself and I have to make sure I'm doing these. But let me give you a couple other ones, all right, when it comes to dealing with not losing your power or maintaining or keeping your power, right? So the third one is this. Take action where you can. Again, control the controllables. Let me tell you this, okay? So there are three birds and they're up on a power line, all right? So you have the cell phone lines, old telephone wires, power line. Three birds are up there. One of the birds decides it's going to fly off. How many birds are left? Most people would say two, right? But I didn't say it left. I just said it decides it's going to leave. So three birds are on it. One decides it's going to leave. How many birds are there? Still three until it actually decides to take the action and leave. And that's what happens a lot of times. In our minds, we make this decision, which is great, right? That is the first step. That's the first step for change or first step to jump into action. But then you actually got to do something. So whenever something is outside of your control or something is, you know, really frustrating you, you have to, again, choose your response. So pray, you know, make a decision, choose your response. But then go back and look, like, what are some things I might be able to do to help in this situation? Has God given me some gifts and abilities that I can actually use to make a difference? And I'm not talking about like being an internet warrior, right? So a keyboard warrior where, you know, you're like, oh, I'm a social justice warrior and this. And I'm talking like literally doing things. Run for some sort of congressional seat if those type of things bother you. Go out and help feed the homeless if you're worried about the homeless. Like literally get out there and take some action steps. But think about it first, all right? What are some things that you can do, all right, controlling the controllables to take action and then go and do those things. Again, making that mental decision, that's the first step, right? But then actually getting out there and doing it, that's the next step. That's a great way to maintain your power. Saying, I'm going to make a real difference in society. I'm going to make a real difference in my home or in my community amongst the people that I get to be around. So take action where you can, real action. Not just in words. Words are powerful. The words that we say, But it's kind of like a New Year's resolution. Many people make these New Year's resolutions and then 10 days or 15 days later, it's just gone with the wind. It's just absolutely non-existent because they never thought about it again. And so many people get upset about things that we see in the media, whatever they're throwing at us, and they get frustrated and they want to express their opinions and voices, and right, people have the right to, but it's almost like this: don't bring a problem unless you can also bring a solution or be willing to look for solutions. Otherwise, you're just complaining. So look for ways that you can take real action. All right. So number four, I'm going to give you five of these. Focus on what you focus on. Let me say that again. Focus on what you focus on. It is easy to get a thought in your head, let it run rampant, and create all kinds of false scenarios. And you know, often that's what fear is, right? Fear and faith are both based on things that haven't happened yet. And a lot of times we get fearful because we have all these situations and scenarios running through our head that haven't happened yet. And then all of a sudden, there's this point where you can continue to focus on that or change your mindset and focus on something more positive or on an action you can take or focus on praying. Focus on what you focus on. If you just let your mind, anything and everything run through your mind, believe me, it will. All right. We do have an enemy out there that's in, you know, I don't know what your beliefs are, but I'm a Christian. I believe that there's a spiritual battle that goes on and takes place, and things will come into your mind and they will run rampant in your mind. So focus on what you focus on. All right. There's a phenomenal author, John Gordon. This guy, you know, he has a book called Stay Positive. He's got all kinds of books, New York Times bestsellers, but a little book called Stay Positive. Just each day, there's a couple little encouraging things. And there's one here, it says this, and this is from John Gordon. You have a choice. You can complain about things you can't control, or you can control what you can control and let go of what you can't. I swear, John Gordon and I, maybe I've read too many of his books or something, but we have a lot of the same thought processes. All right, let me continue on. You can focus on your problems, or you can focus on getting better. You can look for an excuse, or you can look within and find your best. All right, let me go back to this part. You can focus on your problems, or you can focus on getting better. Focus on what you focus on. All right, are you worried and entrenched with your problems, or are you focused on getting better? All right, and that leads me to my fifth way of maintaining or keeping your power, and that's this. Intentionally fill your mind with good. You have to be very intentional about this. So how do you go about filling your mind with good? I'll go back to prayer, making that connection with God. And prayer is not just you talking. It's also listening, all right? Doing your best to carry on a conversation with God. That's a way to intentionally fill your mind with good. Take some meditation time. And then educate yourself on things that are life-giving, on, you know, all of us, right? So for me, if I'm reading about, you know, maybe it's something with nutrition, maybe it's something with the body, you know, some sort of physiology, I'm a nerd in those areas. That's like life-giving to me. Or if I'm reading about leadership, those things just get my motor running, man. They get me fired up. Find things that get you fired up and fill your mind with those good things. There are all kinds of good avenues and good things that are out there. So jumping on and being intentional about just looking up a positive speech, motivational video on YouTube. You know, you might have Les Brown speaking or Will Smith or all, you know, those combination videos where you get to see some cool highlights and hear these motivational speeches that get you fired up, right? Filling your mind with good. Reading, 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 reading. Read your Bible, all right? Get in there, read your Bible. Fill your mind with the ultimate good. Find authors that you love. Read things that are going to allow you to grow in the areas that you want to grow in. I'm big on nonfiction because I want to learn from other people and I want to grow. But fiction is good as well. It just depends on what you're reading, okay? So you can find some fiction that stokes your fires. Just be careful about, you know, what kind of negativity or what kind of things you're reading, putting in your mind. But again, let me go back. So you can watch some videos. I can read. All right. Be careful and limit the amount of social media that you're partaking in, because we can definitely see some great things on social media. And for me, one of my, I guess, kind of go-to mindsets is I want to post positive. I want to post inspiration on social media. I want to use it for good because I believe it can be used for good. I think that that is a great thing to do. But you can't control, like, as you're scrolling, just running across these negative things. And not all media is bad, but I know this much is true. Anytime there is some sort of a headline, okay, that's radical, some sort of a headline, if it says, hey, 2 million people are going to die, you're probably going to click on it. And when you click on it, you got to remember somebody on the other end of that click is making some money. So, and often when you read the article, it has nothing to do with this sensational headline was, right? But those things are called clickbait for a reason. So as we're running through social media, we may run into clickbait or again, run into other people's opinions that aren't the same as ours. And that's an area we all got to grow in, being able to accept we all have different opinions, not necessarily a bad thing, or else we'd all be robots and clones and we don't want to be those things. All right, but intentionally filling your mind with good music, good videos. Be around good people. Man, that's a pretty simple one, and that's a very important one. Iron sharpens iron. Be around people that lift you up. And if you're in an area that's pretty quarantined, you can't be around a lot of other people, maybe you're just, like myself, even outside of quarantine, if I'm teaching a school or if I'm coaching, I'm constantly around people. But I don't have a whole lot of other times. We don't go out a lot. We have 4 children. And we love being around our family. We're super passionate about that. But I make sure I stay in connection with my friends. I make sure I have a group of people that's iron sharpens iron, men that can pour into my life. Okay. Zoom Bible studies, exceptional. So find people that can pour into your life, iron sharpens iron, people you can be around to make you the best version of yourself. So I'm going to go ahead because I want to keep this short. I'm going to end that up right there. Let me recap for us. Okay. Ways to make sure that we are going to maintain our power, right? We don't want to lose our power. Just like I said, my daughter, she was upset. She was younger. And it happens in life. And it's going to happen all throughout your life. So you might as well learn whenever you're young, great ways to keep your power. And these are not easy to do. If they were, everybody would do them. So we have to be intentional about them. So great ways to keep our power, right? Number one, pray. Number two, make a decision not to give away your power. So literally we're making a decision there. Take action where you can. Focus on what you focus on. And then intentionally fill your mind with good. Okay. 5 simple steps, but not easy steps to take to maintain our power. This is needed now more than ever. Please. I don't want to say take my advice. These aren't all just my thoughts, right? Because I read a lot. I listen to a lot of incredible podcasts, another way to intentionally fill your mind. And all those things, whenever you're doing that over and over, they become part of who you are. They get down on the inside of you, just the same way that negative things can get down on the inside of you. And then those words that get down in your heart and these thought processes and principles that get down in your heart, they come back out. Right? You speak those back out. You speak those back into life, either positive or negative. But I think these are five really good, strong principles that I teach my own family, that I teach my athletes. I teach people that I coach, and I have people all around the nation that I coach in various areas. And I think these are very good principles for us to be able to keep and maintain our power. If this touched your heart, if it spoke to you in any way, shape, or form, hey, reach out to me on social media, Coach Chad Parks. On Instagram, Coach Chad Parks on Twitter, Chad Parks on Facebook, coachchadparks@gmail.com if you want to shoot me over an email. And then, if you like the podcast, jump on over to iTunes, please, or Apple Podcast. Give us a 5-star review, a quick written review. I love to go in and read those because like everybody, you want to know that you're making a difference. And the more this gets out there, the more lives that we can positively impact. The more difference we can make on a broader scale. And that's one of my greatest passions. I want to positively impact and be a light to as many people as possible. I hope that you're in the same boat and you want to do the same thing. And I hope that I can positively impact you. I'm going to read just a couple of current reviews. So this one right here is from Heather. Heather is awesome. Okay, so her and her family are making a wonderful documentary about the Melungeons. Underbite Productions, check them out on Instagram or Facebook. But Heather says, Coach P is the best. This is an excellent podcast. All right. Let me go to a different one. I'm going to scroll over because quite a few of them here, which is a major blessing. Coach Leslie, Coach Leslie says, Coach P brings excellence to everything that he does, and this podcast is no different. Love the championship mentality that exists in every podcast. These lessons truly help you to be your best. Hey, thanks, Coach. I appreciate it big time. So again, if these touch your heart, if these touch your mind a little bit, reach out to me, let me know, you know, and I'll be happy to answer and converse back and forth with you. And then share with somebody, you know, throw it on social media, share it, or just copy the link. You know, we're on pretty much anywhere you can find podcasts, we're on it. And so, you know, usually in those sites, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, whatever, copy the link and send it over to your friends to help encourage them as well. So keep your power, keep loving people that are around you, and may God bless you and keep you and, you know, and make his face smile upon you. All right. Love you guys. And until next time, peace.
Podcast complete, now me working overtime. I'm just a vessel for the spirit. When it's in me, then I shine. If the clay gets broken, he makes some whole new pottery. Repent for your sins, tell Satan to stay up off of me. With a new step, CSL rep, pop, lock.